Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Hughes, my name is Ms. Ihan. I'll be interviewing you today for the open position of patient transporter. I see on your application that you've worked in healthcare before.
That's right. I worked at the main reception desk at the Southeast Regional Hospital for a while, but I'd like to try a different role.
You'd be responsible for moving patients to various locations throughout the hospital. It'll involve about 6 miles of walking every shift. Are you okay with that?
I actually do a lot of hiking and rock climbing in my free time, so I'm looking forward to having a job that'll have me on my feet more.
Number 32. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 33. What was the man's previous job? Number 34. What does the woman emphasize about the job being offered? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I'm calling to discuss the men's suit and coat store that you want to open.
Thanks for returning our call. My cousin and I are both on the line.
Yes, thanks. At first we were just going to open the business without any advertising.
Right, but then we consulted a friend in the retail industry. He said a strong advertising campaign makes a difference and referred us to you.
He's right. You need to advertise your store before it opens.
Have you looked at the information we sent?
Yes, and here's what I think. First, you should emphasize the fact that this will be a family-run business. Local customers will appreciate that.
Number 35. What kind of business will the men open? Number 36. How did the men learn about the woman's consulting service? Number 37. What does the woman say should be emphasized about a business? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Look what just arrived. They're the new handheld scanners we've been waiting for.
That's exciting. It's going to be so much easier to scan the groceries with these. Do you know when they'll be installed at each of the checkout stations?
Our manager is hoping to set them up tomorrow night after the store closes. She asked if I could help, but I'm not available.
Oh, I can stay late tomorrow night. I'll go let her know.
Number 38. What are the speakers excited about? Number 39. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 40. What will the woman tell her manager? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm Mona Pallavi from Pallavi Construction, and this is Ms. Taylor, our interior designer. We're looking for a source for reclaimed lumber. Many customers are asking to incorporate old wood into their construction projects.
You've come to the right place. We carry wood rescued from barns, factories, and other structures that have been torn down.
People think using reclaimed lumber is cost-effective. Is that true?
Surprisingly, no. It's actually more expensive because we have to go through a lengthy process to make the wood reusable.
What do you think about that, Ms. Taylor?
Customers will pay more for the old wood look, but I'm sure they'd like to see some samples before deciding.
Number 41. What type of business do the women work at? Number 42. According to the man, what may be surprising about a product? Number 43. What will Ms. Taylor most likely ask the man for? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for agreeing to give me a tour of your company, Ms. Varma. It'll provide plenty of information to use in my article for the newspaper.
No problem. Did you say you write a series about local businesses?
Yes, I do a weekly column spotlighting the histories of unique companies in our region. Now, I read that your father founded the company.
That's right. He started it with only 10 employees.
It seems like it's expanded a lot since then, right?
We export to 59 countries around the world.
Impressive.
Let me show you the shipping area.
Number 44. Who most likely is the man? Number 45. What does the man say he read about the company? Number 46. Why does the woman say,
"We export to 59 countries around the world"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sergey. Have you been able to finish the updates for the new bridge we're designing? I'd like to include them in the agenda for our client meeting next week.
Yes, I've reinforced some structural features and added the pedestrian walkway they asked for.
Oh, perfect. Could you take over that part of the meeting to explain the changes to the clients?
Sure, I can do that. But first, I'll send you the updated calculations on the bridge's weight capacity. Some of the numbers have changed significantly because of the structural changes we've made.
Okay, I'll take a look tomorrow and get back to you.
Number 47. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 49. What will the man send the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Keitan, what do you think about this month's marketing report? It looks like our computer keyboard sales are decreasing.
Yes, I saw that. I think it may be connected to our existing marketing strategies. The keyboards are advertised mostly on our website. I think we need to look into expanding our advertising campaign to other types of media.
That's a good idea. Perhaps we need to advocate for a larger marketing budget. That would provide us with more options. Let's bring this up at our next marketing meeting.
Number 50. What products are the speakers discussing? Number 51. According to the man, how are the products currently being advertised? Number 52. What topic will the speakers discuss at a meeting? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Raul. I wanted to let you know that we received all of the bids we were waiting on for the Meyerville Bridge replacement project.
Thanks. Are there any acceptable bids? I'm worried that with costs rising nowadays, we may exceed our budget for city infrastructure projects.
Well, steel costs per ton are in the thousands for every bid.
I see. We've already reached out to all of the contractors we can, so we'll just need to seek additional funding then. Let's put together a spreadsheet comparing the bids this afternoon. We'll use that for reference at our next Transportation Department meeting.
Number 53. What project are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 54. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Steel costs per ton are in the thousands for every bid"?
Number 55. What will the speakers do this afternoon? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Amy. I just got back from that industry trade show in Vancouver. Thanks for recommending the Arch Coast Hotel.
I thought you'd like it. I know how important conservation is to you. Did you know that it was the first environmentally sustainable hotel in Canada?
Yes, I spoke with the owner. He described the hotel's history and told me about their plans. They'll be closed next month while they work on an addition to the main building.
Number 56. Why was the man in Vancouver? Number 57. What does the woman say about a hotel? Number 58. Why will the hotel close temporarily? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Francesca, welcome. I hope you didn't have too much trouble finding our banking office. Please take a seat. I've read your application, and it looks like we'll be able to finance your business project.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Opening a flower shop has been my dream for so long.
Absolutely. I just have one detail to confirm. Do you still live at 21 Anderson Avenue?
Actually, I've recently moved. Here's a card with my new address.
Thanks. I'll be right back. I need to go over to the printer to pick up some documents that I need you to sign.
Number 59. What did the woman apply for? Number 60. What information does the man ask the woman to verify? Number 61. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Goodland Nature Preserve and Resort, how may I help you?
I have a 2-person cabin booked for next Monday night, but I'm hoping to change my reservation.
Okay, to a different day?
No, we still want to stay on Monday night, but we'd like a bigger cabin.
What size do you need?
One that accommodates 3 or more people.
Well, there's only one larger cabin available. It costs $150.
That's fine. We'll take it. Also, do you offer private tours of the nature preserve?
We do. It's complimentary with your cabin booking. Just let me know when you'd like to do it, and I'll make arrangements with our guide.
Number 62. When will the man stay at the resort? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which cabin does the man agree to reserve? Number 64. What can cabin guests receive free of charge? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Can I help you find something, Lee?
Please. One of the tractors just broke down out in the cornfield, and Kyle sent me back for a toolbox. I just started working here, though, so I'm still getting used to the layout of this place.
Oh, you'll want to go to the tool shed. It's right across the road, next to the pond.
All right. Which way is that?
Actually, I'll head over there with you. I need to grab a wheelbarrow.
Number 65. What problem does the man mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where does the woman tell the man to go? Number 67. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and job list.
A client just called. I need to check on a large batch of tablecloths, napkins, and linens that we're cleaning.
What's the job number?
17. They requested that everything be ready tonight instead of tomorrow. Let's make this a priority.
Okay. I see their initial order came in at 11:30 this morning. Their items haven't been placed in the washer yet. When do they need this rush work done?
By 5 p.m.
We can do it if we put them ahead of job 16.
Sounds good.
So I'll just hold 16 back then. That will help free up some washing machines and dryers.
Number 68. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which business did the man receive a request from? Number 70. How does the woman suggest resolving an issue?